brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now back live, and we are into hour number two. I'm going to open the phones up. If you are just joining us, I'm going to recap some of the top stories, but I'm opening the phones up on mainstream media now being forced to admit that Obama is completely dictatorial. Well, if you're completely dictatorial and secretive and persecuting your opposition, it means you're an authoritarian dictator and very autocratic, not just a dictator, not a malevolent dictator, but a tyrannical dictator, worse than even a malevolent. You're certainly not a benevolent or the friendly, loving dictator. So Obama is rapidly becoming the very worst type, and it shows that the power structure that runs this country would rather have an oppressive dictator in countries that they overthrow and where they install people. So, of course, this is a design, and you see each president becoming worse and worse. The problem is Obama will get all these dictatorial gains, and then by the time we get another president in with all the big problems that globalism has brought, even if they aren't as overt as Obama has been, we're already in a quasi-dictatorship. Look how they're restricting free speech. Look across the board what's happening. I want to hear from listeners on all these subjects. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we are going to take your calls, 800-259-9231. And I've got a bunch of other news. Google's Eric Schmidt wants a ban on Amazon drones. I knew that was coming, to put a ban on private drones so you only have government drones. This is all a big shell game. And we're also going to get into D.C. police chief. Alleged misconduct by officers devastating, including underage reported prostitution ring. And then other officers connected to child porn, you name it. Mark Washington was charged in felony court this week for procuring child pornography. I mean, these people are just unbelievable. I just tell you, I can take one look at the D.C. cops, and you don't judge a book by their cover, but a lot of times you can. Like every time you see a TSA minion who's been caught molesting some kid, and it's like on a weekly basis, they always look the same. They always look like some little wimpy, greasy, you know, slimy, like, oh, that guy looks like a pedo bear. And it's just unbelievable. And government gives them a place to thrive where they wouldn't thrive outside of it. And, you know, who's going to watch the government? That's what the question comes down to in the final equation. Also, we've got a bunch of other news we're going to be breaking down and getting to. Obviously, there is a ton of it. New York City has the highest number of homeless children since the Great Depression. We're in a depression. We're having record cold. Where did the global warming go? We've got IRS using Google Maps to spy on taxpayers. It's all up on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com. Authorities kill endangered snowy owls at JFK Airport. That's a felony for you or I, but not for them, because they're God. But Snowden says NSA spying on World of Warcraft. Well, of course they are. DHL's testing drone deliveries. Schmidt, only government should have drones. That's just some of what's up on Infowars.com, PrisonBunny.com, and I'm also looking right now, if you're watching on TV, at DrudgeReport.com. It's all coming up straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break. And we are going to, again, as I said, take your phone calls. But remember 3 weeks ago, StoryLeak.com with Infowars.com broke the separate cell towers they're putting up to steal all your data under Homeland Security. That's now in USA Today. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, got a lot of key intel to break down. Local cops are tapping cell phone data with Homeland Security funding. We broke that 3 weeks ago, but now it's in USA Today. IRS using Google Maps to spy on taxpayers. FBI can secretly activate individuals' webcam. That's being reported by the Washington Post. I told you this 15 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, because it was all on record then. The point is, this is all coming out now, and it's up on drudgereport.com. And, of course, InfoWars.com. And if we go over and look at what's on InfoWars.com, China-Japan conflict could lead to World War III, warns former UN ambassador. That's Paul Joseph Watson. Corporate media ignores evidence CIA's al-Nusra responsible for Syrian sarin attack. And I think Nimmo should probably add that Cy Hirsch has now gone public that he has evidence it was al-Qaeda that launched it. Two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, the greatest living journalist, who also came out and said that the bin Laden raid was fake and bin Laden was already dead. Telling you folks, you just got to admit the facts here. Also, Japanese media fears war with China next year. We got an article by Watson as well, a prolific researcher and writer, up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where he breaks down the entire fact here that the majority of their media believes China will stage a provocation, that's a quote, will stage an event accidentally or on purpose, quote, which could take the form of a civilian airliner being forced to land and the passengers held hostage or more to start a war. And they go on to talk about having a war with China, and basically the Japanese Diet, their Congress, basically declared martial law last week so they can do anything they want and have it be secret. And so it's the same deal. Governments everywhere. This is what happens during global meltdowns. Go dictatorial. And that's what we're warning everybody about. We're going to go right to your calls here in a moment. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231 on this Monday, December 9th, 2013 transmission. You can follow yours truly, Alex Jones, on Twitter at RealAlexJones. A lot of exclusive content there. I suggest folks sign up there and on our three big Facebook pages that have a million likes. It's important to like us on those as well. You can find links to all those in the top of any article page on PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. You can find links through there to our big Facebook and our big Twitter, and then some of our smaller Facebooks and tweet sites and all the rest of it. Okay, let's go to a quick report, though, dealing with China and war games and how serious this is with South Korea now extending their air defense zone into Chinese areas that they've now grabbed in international waters, and the Japanese expanding into that in day-to-day fighter jet and fighter bomber confrontations that look just like what we saw during the Cold War. Is it saber-rattling and just a political distraction? Let's hope so. But this is how big wars start, and you know that the U.S. has, quote, pivoted the last 2 years to Asia in a war scenario with the Chi-Coms, who have got thousands of nuclear weapons, hundreds of large surface ships, submarines, and how many people in their army? Is it something like 15 million last time I checked? The U.S. is about a million. And you could say, oh, what does that matter? We'll just nuke them. Folks, the globalists that run America have moved everything to China. They're playing a very weird geopolitical double-triple game. So, I don't even know what to say at this point. It is so dangerous what the globalists are up to. They're the threat, not American gun owners, ladies and gentlemen. Devaluation of the dollar is the threat. Not homeschoolers. I mean, you watch the news, folks. Every time I watch a sitcom or a drama or a police show, they pull over a horrible child molester or a drug dealer or whatever, and they go, oh, you got a gun. You're going to jail for that, to create the illusion that guns are illegal. And that's why cops nationwide will arrest you for a legal gun, and the police station will stand there by them because they've seen it on TV. That's what you're supposed to do. American gun owners are the solution, not the problem. And I know most frontline police know that, but the bureaucrats are Fed-run. But let's go to this report here by John Bowne.
The Japan Times notes, 5 out of 9 weekly magazines that went on sale last Monday and Tuesday contain scenarios that raise the possibility of a shooting war with China as soon as next year in response to Beijing's imposition of an air defense zone over the disputed Senkaku Islands. The Sunday Mainichi speculates that the communist superpower would utilize a false flag in the form of a civilian airliner being forced to land and passengers held hostage. Another scenario revolves around China targeting oil supertankers bound for Japan. If China were to target them, nothing could be worse to contemplate, wrote author Osamu Iya. Shukin Gendai, a weekly magazine sold by the largest publishing house in Japan, even speculated that Chinese President Xi Jinping could order the shootdown of a Japanese civilian airliner, prompting a response from the United States that could lead to a fighter jet battle. Unlike Japan, the U.S. military would immediately respond to a radar lock-on threat by shooting down the Chinese planes. According to Saburo Takai, writing for Flash, China is intent on reclaiming the Senkaku Islands by force if necessary, but still fears a military confrontation with the United States a concern emphasized by Beijing's failure to respond to America's provocative B-52 bomber incursion of the air defense zone last month. In recent months, the Chinese have boasted that their aircraft carrier task force rivals the U.S. Navy. In October, the PLA released a map of major U.S. cities and how they would be impacted by a nuclear attack launched from the PLA's Strategic Submarine Force. And with bluster straight out of a science fiction novel, the Chinese media outlets announced plans to turn the moon into a Death Star capable of launching missiles towards any target on Earth.
The fate of China and the United States have become linked in a way far beyond what any of us could imagine. We are now facing a common challenge. And the challenge is how to build a world order for the first time in history on a global basis.
For Infowars.com, John Bowne reporting.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is what's going on in this society. We're going to take calls for this segment and the next. And then Dr. Jerome Corsi, who worked in the State Department and in special operations, secret operations, we'll just leave it at that, very informed, who has the connections. He was the one saying before the last election, look, Obama may become a dictator. And I knew he wouldn't just say that. If that wasn't the word up there in D.C., and now he is a dictator, but he's at that key point where if we challenge him and back him off, then it can be a victory. If we can reverse them during their offensive, that's one of the best blows against a takeover. If we just kind of complain about it as usual, they're going to move forward. I mean, look how they've done Obamacare, the total ripoff. So now they're taking pension funds in California and Michigan and everywhere. They're going to take everything, folks. If we put Thomas Jefferson said, the level of tyranny you will live under is the level of tyranny that you will accept. So there's always bad people that'll fill the vacuum if you've got a nation of sheep. I mean, if we all became sheep right now and started going out and there were no more humans and there were just millions of us walking around eating grass, you would suddenly have wild dogs and coyotes and wolves coming back in and mass producing in mass. They would suddenly eat almost all the sheep, and then they'd have a mass die-off starvation scenario. So we have become a nation of sheep, and it has produced wolves. It's just 2 + 2 = 4. I know Common Core teaches 5 because wolves don't want you to know how to add. Imagine if we were sheep. You would have wolves in the class going 2 + 2 = 5. Literally, so the sheep wouldn't, and like wolf is good, sheepdog is bad. And the sheep go, sheepdog bad, wolf good. I mean, Obama good, George Washington bad. JJ in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, okay. Alex, how are you doing today, man?
I'm all right, JJ. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I'm not giving into the spirit of the New World Order. I think that we're being assimilated by the government to accept whatever they'll, send us through the state-run media, and I'm just not going to accept that as a proud American.
Well, I agree with you. So what do? We fight back.
We have to fight back. People are so desperate, and people are poor these days. They're trying to get on their feet, and, of course, they'll accept help from anybody. So they think the government's their friend, and the government isn't set up to run our population. The citizens are supposed to run the population. That's where we need to get back to, where the citizens take control, not the government.
Well, that sounds like terror talk.
No. I don't believe that. I believe we can do something if we stand against the New World Order. We know what their plan is. They want to take over financially, economically, socially.
And then literally play God and re-engineer the planet with geoengineering in the seas, on the land, and in the sky. They literally, Ray Kurzweil, the head of Google and their future technology development program, one of the top 5 guys at Google, says he doesn't believe in God yet and that he will be the first God. Now, that's crazy talk. God bless you. I appreciate your call. All right, good to hear from you. All right, we're going to go to Judy, Travis, Joe, Truth Raider, and others on the other side of this break. try to go through your calls quickly. Then, of course, he's coming up. Then I'll continue with calls into the next third hour and a ton of news that we've only scratched the surface on. But bottom line, a nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. And you know what wolves do to sheep. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
You've spent precious time and money preparing for emergencies. Your generator is good to go. You have plenty of extra fuel stored, but you're never truly ready without PRI fuel stabilizers. More than half of generator failures occur because the fuel has gone bad. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh and keep you ready for any disaster. That's why the pros rely on it and why you need it. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com for the dealer nearest you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Yeah.
and gentlemen, we are back live.
Yeah.
And we are broadcasting on a planetary scale. We are going back to your calls. Judy in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you again. I'm wondering whether or not it's because of the actual political awakening that the amount of chaos is being wrought, because I know that there is work being done by a lot of good people in a lot of states and across America in general, and it seems as though they're the only rational voices left, and it seems like it could be, you know, open war internationally any time now if you know, the things aren't, you know, brought back into check. But I don't know how you feel about that. Are you there?
Oh, I'm listening to you. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's completely silent. So I didn't know if it got cut off or something.
Oh, no, I understand. It's rare for the parrot to shut up.
No, well, yes, you are a parrot. I'm not going to deny it. But, you know, it's like, I have talked to people in a couple different organizations, and it's really disheartening and at the same time very encouraging. I mean, you know, because there's a lot of feelings that, you know, the real perpetrators, I mean, you know, the main things I believe are impeachment of Obama, and then if it could be possible, and that's a lot of work that's being done, is to reinstate Glass-Steagall.
I totally agree, and it is so incredibly shameful and really shows you how much trouble we're in that Congress has had a few hearings about this, but that they haven't moved to impeach him. That certifies and sets the precedent on every front. And actually, I'm not like a parrot because parrots repeat what they're told, but I do kind of squawk like one, so I guess you could say I'm the parrot with a brain. That's better than the Obama sheeple. Obama. But expanding on that, you're absolutely right. We need to get rid of the unconstitutional banking laws they have right now that allow them to engage in all forms of counterfeiting and crime, and then attach our tax money to back it up when it fails by design in a Cloward and Piven strategy. And then we'd absolutely, unequivocally have to move for impeachment to then roll up this entire group of criminals, the attorney general, all of them. Because that's the essence of dictator. They're powerful. They're in place. They get away with murder, and they set the precedent. Great points. God bless you. Yeah, no, I mean, that's the solution, is punish wrongdoers. Make corrupt government look over their shoulder. Getting politically involved. Keep government on a short leash or you'll be on a short leash. And the good news is Congress has a 6% approval rating, the lowest ever recorded. But again, that's because it's nameless and faceless to the average person. They think of that as the government. They should just have we should fund a Gallup poll of, but they never let you ask the question straight, though, or a Reuters poll or a Rasmussen or something about what your view of the government. Just do you trust the government? Straight up poll. And I guarantee it's going to be less than 10%, ladies and gentlemen, and that's good news. The problem is they know they're being lied to. They don't know how deep the water is. It's like looking out on a lake and saying, I wonder how deep it gets out there. Bottomless. Let's go to Travis in Washington. You're on the air.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, brother.
I got a personal question for you. Do your kids have birth certificates, Alex?
They do have birth certificates.
Okay. Why don't you fund a lawsuit for ID theft, then? I mean, somebody's got to do this. Or, that's
no, no, you're right, because they end up taking that and then putting it into the bonds and using them as collateral on the national debt. That is a fact.
Well, who's holding the bonds? The person in possession of the bonds is the actual thief, and the doctors and the hospital.
No, that's right. The IMF, World Bank, all of it, they admit were, quote, human resources. People ask, well, why do they have birth certificates? I do that so I could get out of the country with them if I need to. It's like, I know I'm in Nazi Germany. It's like saying, why do I have papers then? Because they've already got the biometric scans. We've already lost all these battles. Now we're so deep into the technocracy that, you know, it's a debate about being in the system or not being in the system. I'm in the system to a great extent. My children are homeschooled. They go to a homeschool academy, but that's a good question. Travis, I'm going to come back to you if you can hold after Corsi leaves, as well as Joe, Truth Raider, and Michael. It'll be 30 minutes until he leaves us, but then I promise I'll go to your phone calls if you want to hold. If not, you can hang up and call back. But calls coming up in the next hour, Dr. Jerome Corsi on the state of the world and his geopolitical gravitas and acumen will be sorely needed coming up in the next segment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I can't think of a better geopolitical analyst to give us the state of the world than Dr. Jerome Corsi. So I'm going to try to shut up and give him the floor here in a moment when we go to him to break down the state of the planet, where Obama's going, because even mainline analysts now are saying that we are on the verge of major war, that the government's funding al-Qaeda. Cy Hirsch has come out and said that clearly Obama is lying and that al-Qaeda was behind the sarin nerve gas attacks. It was WorldNetDaily.com, WND.com, and InfoWars.com, along with DrudgeReport.com that picked those up and magnified it. That's DrudgeReport.com. that we have to thank for so much for breaking through the electronic Berlin Wall that forced that out. But now Cy Hirsch is saying it. And that's top story earlier today on Yahoo News. It was one of the top two, three stories when I saw it this morning. So we're really having an effect here, and we're accurate. We make mistakes sometimes, and we correct them. But we try to tell the truth. There's a big difference between us and corporate, mainstream, dominant, state-run media. We're going to talk to Dr. Corsi about where Obama is, where all this is going. The good news that more and more analysts are pointing out that he's operating as a dictator in the Huffington Post and everywhere else. What does he expect to come out of that? That's what's coming up with our guest here in a moment. First off, Christmas is here. The holidays for others as well. And I think it's more important than ever to give the gift of truth and enlightenment and awakening this Christmas and into the new year. And that's why we have a spectrum of products that we've developed and that we carry that I believe are the best out there at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ProPure water filtration gravity-fed systems that are the lowest price on these systems you'll find anywhere with promo code WATER20. You get 20% off. That special will end on Wednesday. You still have to the 16th, 17th or so to be guaranteed to get your packages before Christmas. But we suggest everyone, again, go to InfoWarsStore.com. And when you purchase the ProPure stainless steel systems that cut off the glyphosates, the fluoride, all of it, it's the best system. It's what I and my family use. You're also supporting the broadcast. And then we have the proprietary patented nascent iodine made in a special proprietary process where it's truly nascent iodine. Nothing else like it out there. That's why I was looking for stuff to protect my family from the increased radiation from Fukushima and came across this laboratory that's been there for 40 years producing this for more than a decade that no one even knew about. And I just basically bought it out as a proprietary thing and have now popularized it because I was so blown away by it when I took it privately for 2 months. It's now available double strength, half the price of the leading competitor, InfoWarsLife.com, to link in directly, or InfoWarsStore.com. And we've rolled out the next three products. It took a long time because we will sell no high-quality supplements until it's time. We have the Fluoride Shield itself that has six different things in it, including nascent iodine, and it's in a two-ounce bottle, double the size of the Fluoride Shield, the Survival Shield. The Survival Shield is half the size of the overall Fluoride Shield. It doesn't just pull out fluoride, a bunch of heavy metals, you name it. It's in a 2 ounce bottle. Then we have the Super Male Vitality that I told you I take a half dose of because it gives me so much energy, and quite frankly, I'm already angry enough. But this is the real raw herbs, not the dried herbs. And let me tell you, people took the nascent iodine and said, man, you're not kidding. This has really changed my clarity, you name it. Take the Super Male Vitality. We're coming out with the Female Vitality. It's really the same thing, a little bit different. But females can take it, too, according to Dr. Grip. And just try it for a week. And if you don't feel it, then I'm a monkey's uncle and I'll eat my hat. Because I'm telling you, I only promote and sell what really blows me away. So those new products. And finally, Wake Up America Immune Support Coffee. The favorite coffee I've ever had is this particular medium roast from the high mountains in southern Mexico, from the Chiapas areas. It's even better than Guatemalan. It's my favorite. We have a medium Patriot blend Wake Up America coffee, very affordably priced. We have a Wake Up America Immune Support with these key mushrooms infused. That's available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can get all of your Christmas shopping done in one fell swoop and support our operation that, believe me, needs your support. It is a real nut to crack to be able to fund a truly independent media operation with media going bankrupt all around us and state-run media collapsing. Okay. And again, I want to thank all of you that are supporters of the broadcast by purchasing the products, by becoming PrisonPlanet.tv nightly news subscribers, by spreading the word about the broadcast, by supporting our local AM and FM affiliates. And we're not just a platform here for free speech and our info. We're a platform for Dr. Ron Paul and Dr. Jerome Corsi and all these scientists and researchers and activists and authors and lecturers and statesmen and women, stateswomen, to be politically correct, really having a big effect. And again, I want to get Dr. Corsi's take on hearings the last 3 weeks in Congress that we played clips of and covered here, and I'm going to show you some of the articles that are here in my stack, where they are now basically admitting that Obama's acting in a totally dictatorial fashion, the likes of which have never been seen, on open borders, on legalizing illegals, on putting the military under NATO, arming al-Qaeda without congressional approval. I can't believe I'm even saying that. It sounds so insane. Implementing Obamacare however he sees fit, creating such big crises, he then offers a solution. Then I want to shift gears geopolitically to the Middle East and Asia, what's happening there, because Dr. Corsi has the connections and the historical understanding. He has a PhD from Harvard in political science, 1972. He's currently senior staff reporter for WorldNet Daily, where he works as an investigative reporter. He's a multi-number one New York Times bestseller for his political analysis books. And JeromeCorsi.com is just one of his sites, 1776 Nation. And he comes on now to give us the state of the world as things accelerate. And the reason I wanted to get him back on this week, he was the guy with also Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily, who kept saying last year, and they didn't support McCain against Obama 6 years ago. They said, look, it's worse than we thought. They're going to persecute the entire media. They're going to persecute libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists. They plan to totally take over. The intel is they will actually totally take over, red terror style. And I'm like, oh, come on, really, really? And then now, as soon as he got in, it got 50 times worse. So, folks, and they're usually pretty restrained people. So now it's really coming true. So, A, what is Obama doing? What's his plan? How do we stop him? Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on.
Oh, Alex, always a great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
You got the floor. You heard my big intro. I mean, what do we do? Where are we right now? What's happening?
Well, so let me start here. I mean, I think the tide is turning in that finally the American people are realizing that Obama lies. I mean, I think it started with Obamacare when Obama said you can keep your health insurance if you like it, you know, period. And then it turns out millions of Americans are going to lose their health insurance, their doctors, their hospital now. And that Obama and the administration knew this and decided to lie because it was the only way to get the legislation passed. Now we come to the most recent revelations. You know, I think the Cy Hirsch article is very important, like you credited, because it gives more mainstream media acceptance to what we've been reporting at WND. You've been reporting at InfoWars, namely that these chemical attacks in Syria were not the Assad government, but they were the rebels launching the chemical attacks. And this was being used as a pretext, a total pretext by the Obama administration to lie the American people into another war in the Middle East, this time supporting of all people al-Qaeda and the Islamic radical mercenary rebels. I mean, it's remarkable who Obama wanted us to support. And let me end this little brief kind of introductory part by saying that it really was incredible that the lies now not only are Obamacare lies and Syria foreign policy lies, but even a lie on the Obama family record, his life story, his birth, his history, with this uncle from Kenya who's ended up in immigration court in Boston last week and testified that Obama had spent time in his apartment with them when Obama was at Harvard Law School. And Obama, in 2011, the White House denied that. You know, Obama's running for re-election. He didn't want to have anything to do with this illegal immigrant for 40 years from Kenya and Boston. Well, last week the White House had to admit that, in fact, it was true after all that Obama had spent something like 3 weeks living in this Oyango Obama, the Kenyan relative, the uncle who was illegally in the United States for 40 years, and it was all a lie to say Obama did not know this uncle. So I think what we're really seeing, and this is fundamental in the breakdown, the the collapse of the Obama administration, the second term, is that finally the American people are seeing they're being lied to. And, you know, Alex, this is something you've said at InfoWars, we've said at WND, since the beginning, since Obama was running for president in 2008, that it's a lie that this fundamental transformation of America is a socialist, a communist, a revolutionary change in America, and Obama will lie his way through getting it done, even such that we don't really know who this guy is. What's his official name? What's his story? What's his background? You know, who really is Obama in the White House? We can't get the documents even today.
You're absolutely right, and there's a lot of evidence we know who his real father was, and it's just so complex.
It's complex. And I think, you know, where you're heading with this, Alex, is exactly where I think we need to be heading with it. And that is that finally the American people are realizing, and the hearings, as you pointed out, you know, you've reported the hearings, I've attended and reported on the hearings, are shocking. You've got the IRS, you know, going after conservatives and, you know, selectively picking out conservative groups and denying tax-exempt status. Well, by the way, Obama's other uncle, Malik, in Kenya, gets retroactive tax-exempt status on a 40, you know, one of the tax-deferred groups he set up in the United States, a foundation that ends up, you know, sending money to Kenya for an uncle that the Egyptian courts, you know, want to indict for managing money for the Islamic Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. These ties and connections that Obama has are finally coming forward, and people are seeing that the Obama administration, you know, with Obamacare selective enforcement, borders, no enforcement of the borders, with even, you know, gun laws that Obama says, well, I can't get a gun law through Congress, so I'll just sign these 23 executive orders and impose gun restrictions from the White House. All of this is outside the Constitution. The president is not permitted to make up his own laws. And finally, we're getting constitutional. I was shocked to see the constitutional law professor who last week testified at the House Judiciary Committee, that's a very liberal professor, a liberal law school, saying that Obama is the enemy, the evil that our Constitution was designed to prevent, which suggests that, you know, impeachment is the only result and only remedy for Obama's lawless imperial presidency.
That's right, and while you were talking about that for TV viewers, I was showing a whole bunch of news articles admitting he's a dictator, and we can always look back in hindsight on Stalin, Mao, Hitler, all the classic dictators, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro, but most of the time, at the time they're becoming a dictator, people don't know it. But with Obama, it's so clear that even if he leaves office, he now cements the executive branch as a dictatorial, autocratic oligarchy, whatever bureaucrats, whoever on the National Security Council. So really, I've suspended the release of Obama deception, too, to come out in March now, because I'm making it all about, and it was already about this, but now it's really about, you either impeach Obama or send somebody to jail and totally repudiate him, or this definitely will bring the country down. And that's what Jonathan Turley, the law professor, said. That's what the Cato Institute law professor said. That's what they all said, because it's a fact. It's not like the Sammy Hagar song about, you know, he says, it's a fact, not my opinion. And that's what this is that this is a fact. This is absolutely on record what's going on here. It's not our opinion. It's like looking out in a pond, and it's a yellow duck with a beak, and it's got the feet, and it's quacking. It's a duck. And if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, if it flies like a duck, and it's eating algae off the bottom of the lake like a duck, it is a duck. It is a dictator. So what do we do? Because everybody's happy that he's imploding right now. My gut tells me we're in the maximum danger of a false flag or letting Al-Qaeda attack us or launching a war with China. I mean, God knows what he'll do. What are your inside sources saying, and what does your gut tell you, Dr. Corsi?
Well, I agree with you, Alex. I think it's an extremely dangerous time right now. I mean, look, you've taken a lot of abuse. We've taken a lot of abuse. InfoWars, WND, for reporting the truth. Now, the truth has gone back, you know, to raising fundamental questions here. For instance, let's just take the Middle East. You know, we've both been reporting that this Benghazi is a lie. There's no explanation yet for why Obama, and it had to have been the White House, ordered a stand down from bringing, you know, some military force to bear to save Ambassador Stevens or try to save these people from the embassy in Tripoli who were at this CIA compound in Benghazi from being killed by a mob that we know.
Look. I was talking to a member of my family who's actually been in 28 years. Right. 28 years in the Army. He said in Libya, in Afghanistan, Pakistan, it doesn't matter. When one of their helicopters goes down, they say angel down. Within 5 minutes, the air is swarming. And he said they had air cover all over Libya. It's pure bull. Sorry, go ahead.
And listen, look how lame it is. The hearings I attended, you know, the government was saying they couldn't launch an airstrike from Italy because they didn't know where they were going to refuel these planes. Every military pilot I've ever known would say, forget about the airplanes. We'll ditch them in the Mediterranean. We're going to go save, you know, these brave Americans under fire. That's just such a bogus excuse. And who knew how long this attack was going to last? I mean, and then what we're doing, Alex, is we are continuing to have CIA lies. We're continuing to, you know, support al-Qaeda. The groups who are controlling Libya today are al-Qaeda and militant Islamic groups, the same as are in Syria. And the guns they're using are guns that were run illegally by the United States through Chris Stevens into Syria.
That's right. Stay there. I want to look at what you think Obama's going to pull, because that's really important, is looking forward into the future, what these rattlesnakes are up to.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Antibiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TERRAGANIX.com.
Alex Jones here, back live with Dr. Jerome Corsi. It really is surreal to see the government openly turning over the Middle East to Al-Qaeda, openly trying to basically start wars in other parts of the planet with countries like China that we've built up. I'm certainly not romanticizing the communist Chinese. Dr. Corsi, pivoting over to the pivot in Asia, and the devaluation of the dollar and just everything that's happening, and the QE Unlimited, even Federal Reserve regional heads apologizing, saying this is the greatest transfer of wealth ever. This will destroy us. I already see incredible inflation, but the media says, oh, no, everything's fine. What is front and center on your radar? What do you expect the Obama-nots to do as he collapses? And as even the Huffington Post says, he's dictatorial on this Asia trade deal. What do you expect them to do? Just let their minion politically be pilloried, or will they stage something?
Oh, they'll stage something. There's no doubt they can stage something. Are you getting your feedback there? Or am I coming through okay?
You sound pretty good. A little bit distorted, but go ahead, doctor.
Look, the what's ready to happen, the next, I think, false flag or crisis on the horizon is the bursting of the stock bubble. This is another stock market bubble, just like the dot-com bubble burst. You've got, then you had the housing market bubble burst, both manufactured bubbles, both engineered by the private bankers, the central bank, which should be, examined, done away with the Federal Reserve. A Federal Reserve right now buying our own debt, which is preposterous, in this QE, whatever number it is, 3-4, we're going to have a bursting of the stock market bubble. That's imminent. It's right on the horizon. It can happen at any time. And when that bursts, there'll be a financial crisis that will be used to get more control. I suspect, Alex, it'll be staged to coincide with ramming this Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnership through Congress, which will give an end to any sovereignty, over economic dealings, followed by a crisis saying, well, we're going to have to do something with the federal debt, and maybe we need to collapse the dollar and move into international monetary control. The Bank of International Settlements has been working to create an alternative to the dollar as a standard of world trade. I'm going to write an article we should have. I'll give you a preview. Should appear probably tomorrow. We just tracked with Iran. That, key to Iran getting these lifting of sanctions was Iran agreeing to come back under international banking control. Iran paid off debts to the World Bank. They're coming in line with their central bank. They're stopping to oppose, the world order, international private bankers on the settlement of oil in dollars or whatever international currency the world bankers decide. Iran succumbed to the international bankers. And again, I think the next crisis that we're going to face, there'll be a loss of freedom opportunity. They'll forget about Obamacare when everybody is going bankrupt because the dollar tanks and the stock market bubble bursts. That's, I think, the kind of major crisis that's in the works for Obama to put back on the agenda, a power grab, and take off the agenda, impeachment, which is building.
Well said, Dr. Corsi. I'm just stunned hearing you break it down so well. That's exactly what they're doing. They're preparing the war to distract everybody. They're preparing a financial meltdown to distract everyone, and then always just grab more power out of the crises that they help create or exacerbate. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much, sir.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.